Hey everybody, this is Diva LaVita.
And Thomas Edison.
And we're in beautiful Los Angeles.
Yes, and we are actually walking down a rather well-known street.
Yeah, it's Sunset Boulevard.
Yes. We are currently on our way back to the Sofitel, where this year's Podcast Fest is taking place.
Yep, we are here second year in a row to see the Los Angeles Podcast Festival.
Indeed.
I'm pretty excited about it.
It's going to be lots of fun.
Okay, so we've already had many adventures in the slightly over 24 hours that we've been here.
It's been adventure since the word super shuttle.
Yes. Oh, man. Okay, so we made it out of fabulous Chicago. We made it into beautiful L.A. And we thought, we're going to save a couple bucks. Instead of taking a cab to the hotel, let us take the super shuttle. And it was an adventure. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It seemed normal and unadventurous just at the very beginning.
It started out fine. I think it's important to note that we were the first ones in and the last ones out.
Yes, we were.
The first to be picked up. Even when we were still in LAX, picking up other people at other terminals.
The driver was calm.
I felt he was reacting appropriately to the traffic that was around him.
Yes. Yes, he was.
It was very busy.
At the airport, things were fine.
Yes. It was a full house. Every seat had a passenger in it. And we had multiple stops to make. We got on the freeway. And that's when things started to turn into a hullabaloo.
Yes.
There's quite a bit of traffic. Maybe the amount of traffic that is usually on that road, I assume. But our driver was not having it. He was not pleased.
Nope.
He got very angry very quickly.
Let's just say, if you are Chicago native, you know how the traffic is.
Mm.
It is aggressively fast.
Yes.
You must pick your spots.
Yep.
Pick them wisely and appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Or you ain't gonna get far fast. It seemed as though this driver had the same kind of technique.
Yes.
Picking his spots, but...
But sometimes there was another car in the spot that he wanted to be in.
Yeah. There was lots of horn honking.
Lots of horn on his part.
Especially when we were on UCLA campus dropping off two passengers.
Oh, my God.
It is a move-in weekend at UCLA, so it is just a traffic nightmare.
A hullabaloo.
A shit fuck.
A fuck storm, if you will.
Yes, let's go. It was a traffic fuck storm.
Oh, God. And there were cones everywhere, and traffic was being diverted into different directions. Cars all over the place. Students lost with all of their luggage, their entire lives in one cart, just trying to get to wherever they're supposed to be. And then us in the shuttle, zipping in and out, trying to zip in and out.
Ran over a couple cones.
Yep.
We were approached by a traffic management security type
person. She was real mad.
Person.
She was very angry, and rightfully so, as we had crushed
angry
her cones.
Angry yet polite. Excuse me, sir, why are you crushing those cones back there?
What do you think you're doing? Why are you crushing those cones? And then one of the passengers that we were dropping off at UCLA, okay, so there were two, one of whom was just like, why aren't you dropping me off first? Like, hello, there are other people in this van. You're not the only person trying to get somewhere. And then the other person who was actually being dropped off first, being kind of a jerk of like, I know you just pulled over and all this heavy traffic to let me out, but I really need to be a block away from here. So get back in that traffic and take me that block, which took us even farther out of our way, got us trapped in a terrible jam, which made our driver even more angry and more reckless with his driving. It was scary. It got real scary.
Yes. But the folks who are traveling, not only ourselves, but our several other companions...
in this super shuttle of terror.
Yes. We were all on the same page we were.
Oh, yeah. There was a lot of hysterical laughing, which the driver did not like. He commented, like, why are you laughing? Of course you would laugh at this. Like, what else are we going to do?
Yeah.
Because this is scary. And so then, we get those two people dropped off at UCLA. Fine. We enter back out into regular traffic, still zipping and bobbing around. We make it to the first hotel, drop off two people there. And as they're getting out, they turn and look back at us and be like, have a safe trip.
Yep.
The subtext being, God be with you.
Yes. Those were carefully rused prayers.
Yes.
As to not make our driver more irate.
Yes.
Because there was lots of fists thrown in the air.
Oh.
Mentionings towards the cars in front of us who were trapped in gridlock, they had nowhere to go.
A couple of racial slurs were thrown.
In a phone call to complain about the riders to a third party whom we do not know.
And even, so the driver was speaking a foreign language. But even under the guise of foreign language, the racism could be heard.
Yes.
So then, we drop off those people at the first hotel. We go on our way to the second hotel. So it's us and like this family of four. Thankfully, their two small children had passed out pretty much immediately after they'd gotten picked up. I don't know what kind of flight they had, but those kids were done and done. Thank goodness, because I'm pretty sure they would have wet themselves. That ride was so terrifying. But their two adult guardians were just like, ah! Ah! Like, just kept looking at us like, this is happening. Like, we're all in this together, and this is happening, right?
There was some serious eye contact between us and this family.
Man, and then it was like super shuttle roulette. Who's going to get to leave first?
Yep. And we...
we lost.
We're the first ones in. The last ones out. Even pulling into the parking lot at the Sofitel, Beverly Hills. It was such... where it was odd and complicated where... pulled in just as another Mercedes was either on its way in or out. We didn't necessarily...
I still don't know.
There was a taxi driver and a doorman just to our left where... after waiting for the Mercedes for what seemed like an abundantly long time.
I feel like there was plenty of room. That Mercedes could have left if it was trying to leave.
True.
It was given plenty of room.
And
then just sat in this weird gray area of like, I don't know where I'm going.
So all in all, how many people knocked on the side of this van at one point in time? One, there was the first student. Okay, our first student who wanted to go to some hall, but... our driver wound up a block away, and then the student asked, well, why can't you just let me out over there? Of which...
which sent us into the first of many fuckstorms.
Yes. He tried to kick this student out in the middle of a busy street. Traffic gridlock on the right. Set of cones in between. We on the left. Tried to kick him out. Said, get out. Get your back.
Just walk. Just walk.
Where that's when was approached by the first security person.
Mm-hmm.
And was asked, you can't get out here. You need to get back in your van and go someplace else. Where the driver tried to take off.
Yeah.
And the student
leave him behind.
Had not yet retrieved his bag. He had to knock on the outside of the van to be let back in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's once. I believe...
then when we actually pulled over to get him out, I feel like there was another traffic person who was mad at us for being there. Like, no, you need to go to that lot. You need to go to that lot.
Right.
And then there was the third person when we were trying to get off the campus who was like, you're in the wrong lane. Although he was invited over to the car by the driver, who wanted to know why there was so much traffic.
Yes.
Although I felt it was pretty clear move-in was happening.
Mm-hmm. I as well.
Yeah.
But all in all, our first student at UCLA knocked on the van.
Mm-hmm.
There was at least one security person at UCLA who knocked on the van.
Yep.
When we were pulling into our hotel, it was either the cab driver... and or the door person.
Yep.
And, okay, so that's three. Is there another one that I'm not catching?
I just wanted to mention the second person dropped off at UCLA, who we went slightly past his destination to a safer place to pull over to let him out. And then he had the nerve to... this was the guy who wanted to be dropped off first and ended up being dropped off second, who was just like, well, the place I'm going is way back there, but I guess it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is fine. Get out. The rest of us want to also continue on with our day, and you were making it worse. That guy, I kind of wanted to kick him in the shins or something.
So
he was awful.
Adventure from the word go.
Just crazy town. So we check in, and like even as we're in the elevator, we haven't even gotten to our hotel room yet. I am shaking like a leaf. I'm literally trembling. Like, I can't believe we made it! we're all alive, everyone is fine. There, my life flashed before my eyes. I feel like there were pedestrians and other drivers around that van whose lives flashed behind their eyes. Like,
awkward laughter, just because the other thing to do would be to yell and scream and go ballistic.
Yeah. Which then I feel like we might not have made it out of that van at all. Oh, my favorite was when we dropped off the family. The driver's just like, wait, which bags are yours? Like, there should only be two bags back there, and those are ours. Is this one yours? Should I give it to them? Don't give that to them! That's ours! What are you doing? Don't unload the van! What? It was... Oh my goodness. I just...
Don't take her bags. And then he almost ran that family over.
He did almost run that family over.
Because when he was unloading the bags, he, you know, took them out of the van and left them right behind the van. And the family is gathering their probably consciousness and well-being to make sure that they are still alive.
I imagine they were also shaking,
shaking like leaves, just as we were after we actually made it to our hotel. But then, as they were gathering their souls, making sure that they were still living, the driver, who, oh, by the way, we are on
a
sidewalk in Beverly Hills, outside the hotel that we pulled up in front of.
And then he just starts honking at them, like, get out of the way, what are you doing, why are you behind the van, like, because that's where you put their luggage, that's where you put their luggage. If you were that concerned, why didn't you put their luggage, like, closer to the actual front door of the hotel?
Right, not just on the sidewalk, because we were already all on the sidewalk.
It was baffling. And then I felt bad, just like, I didn't know how else to express the feelings I was having, except hysterical, awkward laughter. But I was like, oh, if he hears me hysterically awkward laugh, he's going to get mad at me, because he got mad at the first student that we let out, because that guy also had a sort of a hysterical laugh moment. And I was like, what are you doing? Why are you laughing? Of course you would laugh. Like, he's mad at all Americans or something, because does this happen a lot? People just laugh at you? We're not laughing at you. We're laughing at the situation, because what else? I don't... this is yesterday, and I'm still frazzled by it. It was frazzling. So yeah, so we made it to our destination. Shaking like tiny leaves.
But we're here.
Got into the hotel room, and then there's literally like a... It's not a fainting couch. What is it called?
A chaise.
There's a chaise in our room. At which point we promptly fainted on the fainting couch.
Yes.
Also known as a chaise.
It had to be done, because that's where we were at.
There was nothing... I imagine it's like climbing a mountain. And then just having to have a sit down after climbing that mountain.
Yep.
I feel like that's what we did. So that, we started off the trip with a bang.
And today has been quite relaxing and restful.
Oh yeah, even the rest of yesterday was very relaxing. We went to see Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson.
Yep, that we did.
As per tradition. And it was great.
Two awesome shows, two awesome tapings. We had Uber Celebrity, and Knight, Oscar winner, Ben Kingsley.
Sir Ben Kingsley.
Sir Ben Kingsley.
He was very funny.
Yes.
And then Ben Schwartz.
Also very funny.
Oh my goodness. I was so delighted. Because I've only seen him on TV and heard him on podcasts and things, and then to see him in person, I was just like, he's a real person! He's a real person! And it was lovely. Mel B from the Spice Girls.
Yes. Spice Girls. Spice Girl in person.
I never thought I would be in the same room as a Spice Girl. And if you had told 13-year-old me, someday you will be in the same room as a Spice Girl, I would have smacked future me in the face.
It's a good thing that you didn't say that. Because
yeah, it's a good thing I can't time travel. Yet.
Are you working on it?
Isn't everyone?
I hope so.
It should so that be was
thing
sad.
That everybody does.
And then...
Then we'll get there. This millennium.
It could happen. And then there was a fourth guest whose name I don't remember. She's from TV shows that I don't watch, which is why I don't know her. But she was not bad. I would have liked her more if she would have turned out to the studio audience a bit more. But it's a tiny, tiny thing. The camera could see her, even if we could not. And that's what's important. So we went and saw the taping. It was awesome. And then we had a fabulous dinner at Cafe Sushi. We're waiting for the light, so we can cross.
We're basically standing in the intersection of four major roads.
Yeah. It's very exciting. We could probably cross the street this way.
Sure.
It's still shady over there.
Okay.
Fun fact about Los Angeles right now. It's very sunny. Heat wave / drought is happening. There is literally not a cloud in the sky. So when you are in the sun, you are in the sun. It's very bright, very warm. We've bought a lot of sunscreen already. I'm gonna push the button again. Should we make a run for it?
Let's go.
Let's do it. We're crossing the street. It's probably more exciting if you can see what's happening. I'm gonna leave all that air in. I'm not even gonna. Yeah. I'm not gonna edit it out.
This is probably not even gonna be edited out. So,
that was us crossing the street and really like watching the road and taking care of ourselves first.
Because as we come down Sunset, when we started there wasn't much traffic, but all of that traffic that passed us for the last 10 to 15 minutes is now piled up.
Yep.
And if you come to LA and you do decide to drive, beware. Traffic shows up out of freaking nowhere and you're sticking it forever.
And then you get very angry and there's a lot of hand waving. Don't be that guy. Just please don't be that guy.
Stay away from UCLA.
On move-in weekend. So, okay, so saw that taping. We had fabulous dinner, fabulous sushi dinner. Those mushroom, whatever that mushroom with the mayonnaise on it, so good. God, oh, God damn, that delicious. And then straight to bed. The jet lag hit us pretty hard. It's amazing what a difference 2 hours makes. So then today, we made it to today. We went and had a nice breakfast. Mm-hmm. And by nice, I mean that it was breakfast.
It was breakfast. In a diner that is claiming to have the world's best coffee?
Best coffee shop.
It's the best coffee shop.
I will say the coffee was good. I liked the coffee.
Very much diner coffee.
Yes. So there was that. And then we took a long stroll to the Beverly Hills Hotel and had delicious cocktails. It's a legendary hotel, yeah?
Yeah. Yep.
Known as the Pink Palace, according to my rudimentary Google search. It was very nice. The lobby was beautiful.
The lounge itself was very beautiful.
Oh, outdoors. So nice.
Just purdy.
Yeah.
Just purdy.
Some nice foliage, some nice landscaping happening. I had two cocktails. One called the Norma Jean, which was delicious. I have no idea what was in it, but it was great. And then one that was just straight whiskey, which really can't screw up at all. It was also great.
I had a tiny, tiny Diet Coca-Cola.
With lime? Was that lime also?
Yes, with lime.
Ooh, fancy.
Uh-huh.
You're real fancy pants.
That's the way you gotta do it, you know?
Yep. And now, we are on our second leg of long stroll. Although I am counting this as part of my marathon training, as I train for the San Antonio Marathon, because altogether we will have walked at least 5 miles. And that counts! Totally counts. So I feel good about that.
And I think it's nice.
Yeah.
Because everyone in the city drives.
Mm-hmm.
And
we could be stuck in this traffic right now and we're not.
Nope. We're burning calories.
Yeah. This is how we stay fit. Because that is one of our highest priorities.
I thought one of our highest priorities was not to fall asleep in the middle of whatever we're doing, because we're typically pretty busy folks.
Yes.
And
we did sleep like 12 hours last night.
Yeah. When given the chance of a hibernation coma will come upon us.
Oh, man. The combination of, like, the blackout curtains and then not having to set an alarm, that was pretty great. That was worth the whole vacation all by itself.
Well, success?
Yes! I'm already counting this as a success.
And it's day two.
So we are on our way back to Podcast Festival. First night of... What are you looking forward to the most? With regards to the festival.
Other than laughing my ass off?
Yes.
I don't know. Mark Maron is always a very, very funny individual.
You know...
As is Aisha Tyler.
Tomorrow is Mark Maron's birthday.
Really?
Yes.
Is the show also tomorrow?
Yes.
Holy shit.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Do you think he likes to have an additional cocktail? Multiple additional cocktails because of the day.
He doesn't drink.
Oh, well then, never mind. Forget that. We'll edit that out.
He might have some cake or a burrito or something. He might indulge in some manner of dessert.
Aha. I think Boston. Well, Mark Maron, of course.
Yeah.
Aisha Tyler. We'll see Aisha Tyler
yes.
tonight.
Oh, I'm so excited. He has to go buy big coats now. And then Comedy Film Nerds, who I love.
I'm excited for him, but I'm sad because he knows so much.
And then...
I feel like I want to train with him longer now.
Oh, I can't even remember all the things I want to see. Yeah, I want to see them all. But we are hoping to go see our burlesque show on Sunday.
Yes.
We've put it in the recording now, so we have to go do it.
Okay. Yes, Sunday in L.A. is a murder mystery?
Something like that.
Burlesque show?
Yeah. I'm curious to see how they do. Not like how they do, like, ooh, is it going to be good or bad? I'm sure it'll be excellent. I'm curious to see how it differs from the Midwest burlesque that I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
If it differs at all. I mean, I have no point of reference as to what West Coast burlesque looks like.
So, one of our later podcasts this weekend, we will do a contrast and compare.
Ooh, ooh.
Tease.
I like
it. Of Midwest and West Coast Berlin Q styles.
I like it. May have a special guest later in the weekend. I've already said too much.
Don't say too much.
I already have. Okay, I feel like this has gone on so long, I'm gonna have to edit quite a bit of it. Oh my god, it's so long. This is gonna take me forever. I'm gonna regret this later. No, I won't, because it's great.
Ah, perfect. Guess who's not editing this?
Not Thomas.
I will be on the fainting chaise. As I am
quietly cursing my computer.
You curse your computer, I will faint on the chaise.
Excellent.
Not because of stress, just as a ploy to not be asked to help in the editing.
No, I got this. I'm gonna try to do better than last year where I waited 6 months to put these episodes out. We're gonna stay on track this year. Gonna happen. I kind of want to go in this store. This store has a tiny leopard print thong in the window, and I'm intrigued, is all. No, we have a schedule to keep. We're gonna keep it. Alright, we're shutting this down before I have to edit anymore. I guess we'll do this again tomorrow?
Yep, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, bye!